And so, and then in 1937, when they passed it, the American Medical Association came to Congress and said, how dare you? They admonished them. You guys didn't even check with us. The American Medical Association, you didn't even ask. You just took away the one of the most, if not the most powerful tool we had in our tool belt back then. You know, for again, because there was industrialists out there that didn't want to compete with hemp. And there was pharmaceutical back then.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome back to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miracle plant with so many names and how it's helping people in so many extraordinary ways. Well, hey, guess what? It is State of the Union time for the miracle plant. I know we've had, you know, two major, verticals or paths that we've been talking about here at the miracle plant recently. Of course, there's Secrets of Success and the amazing personal development that fits into our five pillars of health, taking control of your health, which is your mindset. And the other is Cannabosum, which stands for cannabis in the original Hebrew text for the original anointing oil that Jesus Christ used and was divinely passed down to Moses some 2,800 years ago. But you'd probably never, ever heard of that before until you heard this show. And so those are the two major paths that I wanted to discuss and talk about what's going to happen now here moving forward for 2024. Well, you know, we knew this time was happening. You know, before COVID of March of 2020, the Miracle Plant and our stores here on the West Coast, things were expanding. We were franchising. We were opening more stores. We were opening internationally across the Midwest. And then, you know, everything's changed in March of 2020. And that's when my path with Russell began, Russell Brunson. And, when I became a digital marketing expert, joining multiple masterminds, including Russell's, and really understanding from the greatest, most aggressive, innovative marketers in the world, you know, being led, of course, by Russell. And so, you know, on that mission to reach a billion people by 2025, it just so happened to be that Russell and I partnered on Secrets of Success, which is just an incredible endeavor and venture. We're about 125 days into it, and we've got some really exciting things coming up, including a Think and Grow Rich Challenge, which I will certainly be talking about more in the near future, especially once we have a landing page up so we can promote it and you can sign up for it. We're going to have all the A-listers you could imagine in personal development and how much the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill has meant to them. So stay tuned for that. Put a pin in that. That's coming any day now, and we'll have that here on the Miracle Plant Podcast, as well as we will also have a Secrets of Success podcast too. So there's some breaking news for you. You'll be able to find that. Right now, we have a members-only Secrets of Success podcast that's inside the Secrets of Success membership. So you can certainly check that out if you've signed up for the Secrets of Success. So those are the exciting things that are happening on that path. The other path that I just feel a calling in my heart, just like I felt, you know, a calling to pay it forward, what this miracle plant did for my son with his severe autism diagnosis, to bring him back to us, and clear the fog for his brain, was, you know, the cannabosum, which comes from the original Hebrew text of the original anointing oil that Jesus Christ used and spread to the common people and the Gentiles, which, you know, was one of the many things that the Pharisees in the old Judaism tradition, kind of the higher ups, just couldn't stand. Number one, that you were even breaking bread, having, you know, dinner or sitting down or healing people of non-Jewish faith, which is what the Gentiles is or are called, but to actually be healing with an anointing oil that was reserved for kings and high priests like the Pharisees of the Jewish tradition. And so, I was so blown away when I found this out about a year ago. We've had Chris Bennett on here. He's written multiple books. You can listen to those previous podcasts and buy his books if you'd like. But it was just something that, because I have been so engrossed in this this TV series called The Chosen, that I was like, oh, this is it, right? And then on The Chosen, they just started season four in the movie theaters. And the opening scene of, like, the opening season four, episode one, they're talking about the anointing oil. And they were talking about aromatic cane, which is the literal translation of, cannabosum, aromatic cane or aromatic hemp. Aromatic cannabis is what it stands for. And so then again, I'm like, here we go. They're going for a billion people, to understand the authentic Jesus. And we're going for a billion people to help understand the power of this miracle plant in the raw form. So in fact, I talked to Daryl Eves last week on some collaborations that we're doing with multiple things going on. There's a project for Secrets of Success that we're discussing. And there's also, of course, I was just telling him how blown away I was by The Chosen. And he's like, we're not quite there to a billion people yet, but we're on our way. I think there are around 800 million views. And he's the executive producer of The Chosen. So again, I see how these worlds are all merging, right? Whether it's the Secrets of Success with Napoleon Hill and partnering with Russell Brunson and helping people take control of their mindset, or it's the cannabosum with, Jesus, and what a huge huge role model, what a huge, probably the most significant person who's ever walked this planet. And to find out that he was healing people with the same miracle plant that I used to help heal my son, I just think it's such a great talking point, and I envision myself sitting down with the Pope and talking about it, like having a conversation. I've talked with priests and deacons, in my church and my faith, and they're listening. And I'm almost positive I couldn't have had that conversation 5 or 10 years ago. And that is, at the end of the day, all that I want. I just want to have a conversation. I want to educate doctors, people. I want people to know that there's an alternative way, an original way, an old school way, the original way of helping heal whatever it is that you're going through. I believe there's a plant for every condition. Food is our medicine. And it just so happens to be that this miracle plant, hemp, cannabis, cannabosum, whatever you want to call it, is the superfood of superfoods, because it helps supplement our endocannabinoid system. Every mammal has an endocannabinoid system in our bodies. Look it up. And the endocannabinoid system balances all other systems, hormonal, skeletal, cardiovascular, you name it. This endocannabinoid system is the thing that helps balance the other systems. That's why we're seeing so many amazing stories with autoimmune diseases or diagnoses that Western medicine can't solve with their little white pills, right? And that's when you start to see with epilepsy and seizures, Charlotte Figi and her mom Paige, which is really the guiding light of this whole renaissance of cannabis, and understanding that it wasn't just to get high, that there was, uncontrovertible evidence and proof that you could take a plant and either significantly reduce or eliminate seizures altogether. Dr. Raphael Meshulam, God rest his soul, released this information in the 1970s. And he showed to the world back then that CBD could help children with seizures. And I believe it was, 9 or 10 children. And I think all of them showed significant reduction, and if not elimination, of seizures just by introducing CBD. And so when he published this back in the 1970s, the world, he thought that was it. And now that, he's no longer with us, and, it's still our goal to get him the Nobel Peace Prize. I've signed petitions, and we'll continue to do whatever we can. And I firmly believe he will win a Nobel Peace Prize for his research on cannabis, especially as it becomes more and more accepted as a true medicinal plant that it is. Anyways, he released this research in the 70s. And he said, look, here it is. I've got children. Here is a study. This is peer reviewed. This is the real deal. Stamp of approval, PubMed.gov. And he thought that it was going to forever change the world. And lo and behold, that research got buried. And why did it get buried? How did it get buried? Well, I'm sure you can probably figure it out. There wasn't enough money in it. The drug companies didn't have the patent on it yet. They hadn't figured out how to make money on this research. And so again, you know, corporate greed, stock prices became the priority over health, especially of children. So when I was there front row at CanMed 2019 in Pasadena with our staff and team and everybody, he sat there and he's talked about this. And then he admonished. Well, first off, when he came out, we all stood up and I had like tears in my eyes because I, you know, owe so much to him and his research. And everyone was clapping and roaring like the Rolling Stones were taking the stage. And anyways, after we sat down and he started doing his talk, he talked about this, how in the 1970s, I released this incontrovertible research evidence proof that this CBD, this plant, helps reduce or eliminate seizures in children. And he thought that was going to be it, that the media would take off, healthcare would take off with it, medical would take off with it, and everyone would run. And it would be like, okay, we've got an answer for seizures without side effects. And lo and behold, that evidence never saw the day of light. That research was buried by nefarious powers that be that couldn't figure out how to make a dime off of it. And so when he took the stage in CanMed 2019, he admonished the healthcare system and the medical community. How dare you? How many thousands, millions of lives of children that could have been saved or lived happier, healthier lives if you didn't bury this information? I mean, this was right out of the gate. I mean, it was in 2019. So from 1970 to 2019, practically 50 years, his research was buried, hidden from you. And we didn't hear about it again until the 2014 bill passed here in the United States that allowed hemp to be grown like it was when George Washington and Thomas Jefferson grew hemp. And as Thomas and Jefferson has said, it was a matter of national security to grow this plant because of so many of its uses, so that you can rely on this plant and not other countries for all of its many uses, including nutrition, medicine, construction, textiles, you know, as Jack Herer says, over 50,000 uses. So again, here we are, 2024, and I just want to have this discussion. I want you to forward this podcast to somebody who you think would benefit it. I want to have people on the Miracle Plant podcast to talk about this. You know, let's talk about this miracle plant in the raw form. That was the other thing that Mishulam, Dr. Raphael Mishulam, came up with, or we like to call him Raffy, his friends. That raw CBDA, his studies with some Canadian researchers, was proven to be up to 1,000 times more powerful than CBD isolate. In the particular survey they were using, it had to do with nausea and anxiety with cancer. And, you know, did you know that? Now, maybe you knew that because you've listened to the Miracle Plant podcast or you've used one of our products at 101 Hemp and you see the power of raw, whole plant CBDA. CBDA, A stands for acidic. That's what the plant makes. If you heat the plant when you're extracting the CBD, you convert CBDA to CBD, which he was the one that showed that it was up to 1,000 times stronger. So, again, we're just so grateful that we have the opportunity to have these conversations about the raw CBDA in the raw form. That's the difference. So people, you know, they don't necessarily know about this fact. You know, number one, that raw CBDA is up to 1,000 times more powerful and effective because our body knows what to do with raw plants. We are supposed to eat plants. For 30,000 years, we've been eating plants. You know, this plant, you know, we've been harvesting it and touching it with our fingers and noticing that it was helping with inflammation. And it's amazing. Like, I was talking with our team this morning, and I was talking about how I had like a little rash or some, you know, itchiness on my foot last night before I went to bed. And I just reached for our roll-on, you know. And I just rubbed a little on my foot where it was kind of numb or tingling or itchy, just a little bit. And within seconds, it was gone. Like, how cool is that to know that there's a raw whole plant organic medicine out there that you could, I mean, at this point, the only thing I know that hemp can't do is the dishes, but I know that like Dr. Bonner's makes dish soap. So yes, with hemp seed oil, it can even do the dishes, but it can't cook breakfast. So that's the only thing, but you can have it for breakfast. Actually, they used to make gruel, which was like oatmeal made of hemp seed oil, hemp seeds back in the day for the Vikings, which is such a superpower food with the perfect balance of omega-3 and 6 fatty acids and the full amino chain of amino acids as well. You know, again, I just want to have a conversation and I want to have more conversations with doctors, you know, and we're happy that for all the people that we've helped, it means the world to us to pay it forward. You know, Kristen Selby Gonzalez, who's, you know, head of our, you know, affiliate and JV partnerships, you know, her son's story is just incredible. She's also the president of the Autism Hope Alliance. She was out at Natural Products West just this last weekend and talking with a whole bunch of other partners. And they were so excited about, you know, her success story with autism and this miracle plan. And we just want to continue to have conversations because there's just a lot of people out there that could benefit. That's it. And I think the podcasts, you know, are a great way because you can just forward this episode to somebody and say, hey, have a listen. You know what I mean? Just, this might be something that you were looking for, whether it was autism, Parkinson's, you know, Alzheimer's, cancer, you know, we've discussed these, you know, neuropathy, arthritis, sleep issues, stress. The list really does go on and on because it's such a powerful, you know, tool in the toolkit that in 1936, over 2 million prescriptions were written for cannabis oil by U.S. medical doctors for pain and inflammation and migraines, and the list goes on and on. And then in 1937, they passed a marijuana tax act that made it illegal. It was a term, marijuana wasn't even an American U.S. term. They brought it up from Mexico to try and scare people and confuse people, you know? And so, and then in 1937, when they passed it, the American Medical Association came to Congress and said, how dare you? They admonished them. You guys didn't even check with us. The American Medical Association, you didn't even ask. You just took away one of the most, if not the most powerful tool we had in our tool belt back then, you know, for again, because there was industrialists out there that didn't want to compete with hemp. And there was pharmaceutical back then. There was paper mills, cotton, didn't want to compete with hemp. And they figured out a way to get rid of it. And that's how they did it. And so for the last 70 or 80 years, you know, you've been fed, starting with Reefer Madness, that propaganda movie, that this plant was evil, you know, that there was all these negative connotations about it. So again, I just want to talk about it. I know what it's done for my family. I know what it's done for me and my son, my wife and other children. I know what it's done for thousands of other families because I've seen it with my own eyes. I've heard the stories. I've shed the tears. And I just want to continue to have these conversations. So I ask you as a favor, please forward this on. Please review this. You know, it means so much that other people can find out about it because there's no other way to do it. You know, we tried to open stores. That's not the world we live in anymore, right? How do you buy stuff? You buy it online. And we always knew that day was coming, but COVID conditioned us to shop online. So opening stores is not the solution. The solution is one by one, people telling people about this miracle plant, whether it's a conversation or forwarding a podcast or a blog. That is how we're going to get to 1 billion people by 2025 about the power of this miracle plant. And we need your help. You know, if you know someone who's got a big platform, you know, like if you happen to know Oprah or Drew Barrymore or Kelly Clarkson, whoever, if you know somebody and this miracle plant has changed your life, then I just ask you, human to human, please say something. Please forward this podcast so we can have a conversation. So many people are so confused about this plant. What's the difference between CBD and THC? Will I fail a drug test? Can I get high? Are there side effects? How do I know how to pick a good CBD? Right? These are the questions that we get thousands of times, and I can answer all of them. And I've got previous podcasts you could listen to that I do, but I want to give them facts. Look, Big Pharma is watching carefully. There's a reason why you don't see a lot of really positive CBD stories. Good news was I saw one in the New York Times, which was cool. They were talking about how incredible it was for animals, especially veterinarians, which back in the day, back before the 2018 Farm Bill, before then when we were around, there was a memo going around that if a veterinarian in California was caught recommending CBD to their patients, that they could lose their license. CBD, which is in broccoli, kale, and human breast milk, as well as other mammals. I mean, that's the kind of thing we're up against here. Big Pharma is no joke, right? Like, come on now. We know what kind of money they're making, right? Billions, if not trillions, right? So they don't want people understanding that instead of, you know, just think about the main three reasons why people love our products and love CBD, right? And this miracle plant. Pain, stress, and sleep. How much money do you think? I don't even know if we can comprehend how much money that is. How much money do you think Big Pharma as an industry makes on those three? How many drugs? We're talking probably over $1 trillion, which I don't even think we can calculate. We can't even fathom. We can barely understand $1 billion. So that's what we're up against. And I know we have other platforms now, which is great. Probably the biggest platform right now is podcast, and it's probably Joe Rogan. You know, whether or not you like him or you hate him, hey, just like Howard Stern back in the day, he's got the ratings. I think he gets like 350 million downloads a month. That's bigger than any news station. And so it's podcasts, it's blogs, it's YouTube videos, it's one-on-one conversations, truly organic, going viral, and I need your help. We need your help. So if there's someone out there who you think could benefit from learning more or trying this product, we have free samples. You know, we're just here to help. And if it's a conversation, you can go and talk to my mom, who's a holistic healer, who's amazing and can talk to you about all kinds of things, especially food is your medicine, plant-based medicine, doing a food analysis, and especially the raw miracle plant of CBDA form. You can just go to askjanet.org. She does free calls, I think on Thursdays for like an hour long. And you get to learn from one of the greatest holistic healers who've ever lived. And I just happened to get lucky because she was my mom. So again, we want to pay it forward. We need your help. We need a bigger platform. We need a bigger audience. So if there's anything you can do, you can also send me an email. If there's anything, any ideas or things you want to bounce off, it's jbenton, B-E-N-T-O-N, at 101cbd.org. And we're here to heal the world, right? Reach 1 billion people by 2025. And, I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for helping. I want to thank you for telling someone. And I want to thank you for being a part of this mission to reach 1 billion people by 2025, that there is a better way. And that is through this miracle plant, which is like opening Pandora's box and understanding that you truly can take care of your health. You are the one who can take charge. You don't have to give the responsibility away. There is a plant out there for everyone that will help whatever it is you're going through. It just happens to be that this plant helps balance all of our systems. So whatever you're going through, this plant is going to help. And if you continue to drink half of your weight in ounces of good, clean water, that's going to help. If you make, good food choices of eating whole plants, whole foods, instead of things that come in a box, processed foods. Look, no one's telling you to be perfect, but we all know, how many apples are you eating a day? How many salads are you eating a day? If you're not eating one a day, you're not giving your body a fair shot. It's using whatever you give it to replicate and turn into new cells and continue to stay healthy and keep your immune system healthy. We have to be mindful that everything that we put in our mouths or in our minds are like planting seeds. And you can plant seeds that turn into beautiful gardens, or you can plant seeds that turn into weeds. And so again, today, just giving you what's going on, the State of the Union with the Miracle Plant Podcast. And thanks for being a listener. Thanks for helping out. Thanks for thinking of us. And if there's anything we can do to help serve you, or if you could help us by getting us in contact with someone who wants to have this conversation about autism or cancer or Parkinson's, something near and dear to their heart, we will bring guests and testimonials, and we will have a conversation with truth without anybody trying to ban us or shadow ban us or shut our accounts down. Let's just have a talk. Let's have a good old-fashioned chit-chat about how this miracle plan is helping hundreds, thousands, and millions of people and can help so many more around the world when the facts are set free. The truth just sounds right, doesn't it, when you hear it? So that's what we're all about here. So on the count of three, let's say heal the world. That is the mission here at the Miracle Plant Podcast. Send the vibes out. Let someone find us that can help us get to a billion people. I'm doing all I can. Are you doing all you can? Because I'm asking for your help. And I know you can help. So on the count of three, let's say heal the world. Say it with me now. One, two, three. Heal the world. Thanks for swinging by the Miracle Plant Podcast, everybody. Be a blessing and happy healing.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, my name's Kate, and I'm your host of the Pot Moms Podcast. I started the Pot Moms Podcast, well, because I wanted to end the stigma against using cannabis, specifically with moms, but also anyone who chooses to consume. I strive for a balance of humor and education, along with some pretty rad guests, to help combat social biases that come with consuming cannabis. Kids are hard. Join me for regular podcast episodes packed with parenting hacks, real life stories, and of course, my favorite cannabis products. The days are long, but the years are short. So roll another J and take a deep breath. Keep blazing and stay amazing.